From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Terry Gilday. Concern about the environment moved up a notch this year in the Utah Foundation's survey of issues important to voters. And while there are many aspects of that issue to look at, voters insist air pollution is at the top of their environmental agenda. KUER's Dan Bomas has more.
On a beautiful fall day, it's hard to imagine how horrible the air quality in Utah's urban areas can get when a winter inversion traps cold air in the valleys for weeks at a time. The American Lung Association gives Box Elder, Cache, Davis, Salt Lake, Utah, and Weber counties a grade of F in its annual State of the Air report for high levels of the tiny particles floating in the air called PM2.5. Inhaling those particles has been linked to asthma and other respiratory diseases. Salt Lake County had over 19 days exceeding federal air quality standards in the latest report. The main source of particulate air pollution is the exhaust from cars and trucks. Utah Foundation researcher Sean Tigan says the emission inspections required before cars in Utah's urban counties can be registered, and new cars designed to emit lower levels of pollution are making things better in most places.
The Salt Lake Ogden-Clearfield combined statistical area and the Provo-Orem combined statistical area have actually gotten better on that American Lung Association ranking. But Logan has slipped. Cache County has slipped. They are the ones that really need the most help, particularly for the short-term, very high levels of the PM2.5.
Vehicle owners in Cache County are not required to get the same inspections as those on the Wasatch Front, but Bryce Byrd, the director of Utah's Division of Air Quality, says the IM program is among the most effective tools the state has for making the air more breathable.
Really, as we went through our analysis, an emissions testing program was the kind of gave us the biggest benefit. Some of the concerns that the Cache County Council has is with the cost of the program. And if you look at it as an overall cost, of course, it is a costly program, based on the emissions reduced. But if you look at it on an individual basis, of course, cars are the largest contributing source in that area. And if you look on an individual car basis, you're talking, a dollar a month for newer cars, maybe $2 a month for older cars.
New concerns about health have resulted in stricter standards from the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Utah Division of Air Quality will be taking public input on those new standards through the end of this month. A special hearing in Cache County is set for October 15th in Logan. If the state can't find a way to meet the new standards, Tigan says there will be a price to pay.
Eventually, the federal government's going to say, well, you haven't succeeded. We've given you lots of opportunity to try to succeed. We're going to start removing some of the benefits that you get as a state, and some of those benefits are going to be transportation funds.
Eastern Utah's Uinta County has its own unique problem with air pollution. Ozone builds up there in the winter, likely as a result of emissions from natural gas wells. The Division of Air Quality and federal agencies are studying the problem, hoping to come up with definitive data that could lead to action to improve air quality in that part of the state. More creative solutions could be on the horizon as well. Kids from Morningside Elementary School in Salt Lake City imagined new kinds of cars at a demonstration of electric vehicles last fall.
Are you worried about gas prices going so skyward? People, we have a solution. We're here to sell you a new car called the XXX Rocket. That's 100% renewable energy usage. My new car actually uses the power of your body to heat propel the vehicle forward. This power is absorbed by pads in your seat and then travels to the ingeniously crafted engine that you could own.
Tomorrow, increased enrollment and rising costs have put higher education back on the Utah priorities list of voter concerns this year. I'm Dan Bomas, KUER News.